In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady of Mercy, Saint Joseph, Saint Faustina, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate Saint Faustina, that apostle of divine mercy, and the readings today, providentially, you probably couldn't have picked better readings of for a Mass for Saint Faustina and the theme of mercy than the readings that we have today. The first one, of course, being from the Old Testament, the book of Jonah. Jonah, who was that reluctant apostle that God had sent to preach mercy, for, you know, the repentance to the Ninevites, and he didn't want to do it. He refused. He wanted God to bring wrath upon the Ninevites because they were his sworn enemies. And so he even went this elaborate, you know, he thought he was going to run away from God. You know, how foolish we are, thinking we can somehow ditch God. You know, he won't find me if I go somewhere and hide. But God found him. You know, he didn't need a GPS either. And he found him, and on the ship, you know, he's fast asleep while everything else is taking place out about. And even these pagan sailors can realize that there's someone here who's not done something to please God. And they finally confront Jonah and realize that he's part of the problem because he's running away from God. Because it says that Jonah told him that he was trying to run away from his God, the God who he recognized was the true God. And so these pagan sailors said, well, we don't know what else to do. We don't want to have an innocent man's blood on our hands, but we also realize that we have to do something. So they asked for mercy on themselves and threw him overboard. And then the great fish or whale, whatever it was, this big fish, an instrument of God's mercy for Jonah, because he went and swallowed him. And he spent those 3 days in the belly of that fish. I'm sure he had lots of time to think about serving God. And I don't think it was probably, you know, in the belly of a fish, it's probably very comfortable. But anyway, he finally was spewed out on the shores of Nineveh, and finally had realized he needed to do what God wanted him to do. Jonah is kind of like us. We would rather, you know, if we had our way, have all those enemies or all those who are opposed to God or our enemies have God's wrath upon them. That was something that someone said to me recently. I thought at first they were joking, but they had said to me, they said, Father, did Pope Francis proclaim a year of God's wrath? And I said, what? They said, someone asked me, they said that the Pope Francis had proclaimed a year of God's wrath. I said, well, I had never heard that. I said, I heard he proclaimed a year of divine mercy. But I suppose if I were Pope, or if someone else were Pope, that'd probably be something they might do. But instead, Pope Francis, you know, chose December 8th this coming year to be a year of, in a special way, invoking God's mercy upon us. And that seems to be probably a very God-like way of doing things. When people are getting worse, when people seem to be doing more to offend God, God, who is mercy, wants to give them an even more opportunities to receive his mercy. He's very reluctant, you know, to give out or to display or to release his wrath. He gives us every opportunity that he can to be merciful and to receive his mercy. And we are called, you know, like the responsorial psalm, you know, like it probably was what Jonah was praying in the after he got put in the belly of the whale, you will rescue my life from the pit, O Lord. That we have by our sins, and because of, even more so because we refuse to forgive, we can put ourselves in the pit and others in the pit. And rather, we need to get out of the pit. We need to get out of the belly of the whale and get back to what we need to be doing, which is being instruments of God's mercy, being instruments of not wrath, but of mercy. And if it wasn't so clear that we should be doing that, the gospel today so clearly reminds us of what the essential elements of the gospel is, the great commandment, to love God with your whole heart, with your whole soul, with your whole strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Because really, to have mercy on your neighbor, to be, first of all, be disposed to receive God's mercy yourself, because as we know, our Lord says, to the measure you measure out will be measured back to you. And of course, we don't want God to measure his wrath out on us. We want rather to receive his mercy. And we have to see in this gospel today that love and mercy are pretty much synonymous with God. For this man who was beaten by robbers and left to die in the ditch, so many people passed by, and people who ought to have been the first to show God's mercy, the priest and the Levite who worked in the temple and assisted the priest in the temple, he should have been very much disposed to show mercy to him. But it was rather the Samaritan, the man who was the sworn, you might say, the enemy, or those whom the Jews thought were less than themselves, who showed mercy and compassion on the man. The Samaritan in the gospel today was a much better willing follower than Jonah was at the beginning. Jonah probably, or people like Jonah, would have probably gone over and kicked him in the ditch instead of helped him out. So this is, you know, the gospel today is so much an important part of the corporal and spiritual works of mercy that we have to practice every day. And St. Faustina, who reminds us of this, because in her writings, you know, she says that that our sins are like a drop in the ocean of God's mercy. Literally, Jonah was tossed into that ocean, into the water. And it was there that eventually, in that time that he had to contemplate in the belly of the whale, that he needed to follow and do God's will. That is what God wants, is not the destruction of his enemies, but rather their forgiveness, their repentance, to turn back to him. And we who, you know, go to Mass so frequently and we receive the sacraments, especially going to confession, you know, that's where we are reminded of the importance of mercy. Because we are going there asking for mercy for ourselves, and we have to be disposed to be merciful to others. We have to be truly, as we say every time in the Our Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That sometimes is not so easy if we're not what we should be professing. But it's something that we ought to be doing, and it's something that God's grace is giving us to do every day, is to be merciful. That's what God, that's being, you might say, having the heart of God, is to have a heart full of mercy. So today, as we honor St. Faustina, and we're in this month of Our Lady, Our Lady of Mercy, we are reminded of that mission that we all have as baptized Christians, to be instruments of God's mercy, to be instruments of his forgiveness, because we have received it ourselves. We have been rescued from the pit. We have received his merciful love and forgiveness, and baptism, and all the sacraments which are sources and fountains of mercy. And we have to be merciful as well to others, or we're not following in the image of Christ. Let us ask St. Faustina today and Our Lady of Mercy that we don't have to wait till December 8th to be instruments of mercy, that we can begin today, and that, you know, this upcoming year of mercy will truly bring about the conversion of many people and really be a grace for the whole world. For it seems that when the world is turning even more and more against God, God inspires Pope Francis to invoke God's mercy on it even more. And we pray that, of course, God's mercy is infinite and is cannot be ever exhausted. And we pray and hope that that will be the case for this upcoming year, which begins on Our Lady's Immaculate Conception. She who, of course, was the object of God's greatest mercy and the one who teaches us how to be merciful to others after the example of her Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.